A community-based training program from the Menzies School of Health Research focuses on the detection and prevention of ear health issues prevalent in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Remote areas like the Tiwi Islands rely heavily on fly-in, fly-out services, which are both costly and time-consuming for patients needing both urgent and primary care, stressing the need for an on-the-ground solution. Kelsey Menzies asked Professor Amanda Leach from the Menzies School of Health Research to explain the learning initiative and why it was developed.
The Hearing for Learning initiative is a program to address the shortcoming really in the health services for children in remote communities. So we thought that by training people on country to do a little bit more in primary health care to facilitate the doctors, nurses, Aboriginal health practitioners and the families to really assess kids' ears regularly, work out are they okay or not okay? And then what follow-up do they need? Do they need specialist services or do they need a simple medication from the clinic?
So how will communities in the Tiwi Islands benefit from this program now that its graduates are on the ground and ready and equipped to help?
I think that the benefit will be that the families will have someone that speaks language, knows the cultural norms of their community, unlike many of the short-term primary health care doctors and nurses and so on. So it's a bit of a bridge for the family, but it's more than health promotion. It's actually upskilling these people.
According to the World Health Organization, Australia's Indigenous population has one of the highest rates of chronic otitis media worldwide. Why is this such a prevalent issue in rich countries like Australia?
Yeah, it's definitely one of Australia's disgrace stories, I think. It's really shameful that this is the condition. Many of the kids living in remote communities are living in poverty. They're overcrowded living conditions, facilities in those homes are not supportive of keeping kids clean and healthy. So that's a really big thing, the social determinants. The actual core, biological cause, is bacteria that live in the nose, and that you can see kids with runny nose, they've probably got a problem with their ears as well. Helping families to understand that their child's hearing loss is related to hygiene is quite a difficult thing to get across until you have some more of a deeper understanding of what's going on. Auditory processing disorder is what can arise from deprivation of sound because you're still developing all those signals and synapses to the brain. You need sound to develop that processing.
Yeah, it sounds like it's got a huge impact on the trajectory of development in that sense.
Yeah, you're right. And that's something that some recent papers from colleagues here at Menzies and myself have just published, is that by using quite big data sets and linking with education and children and families and other types of outcomes, school attendance, we know that children with a hearing impairment are more likely to suffer disadvantage in those outcomes.
You kind of touched on this before with language, but what benefits do community-based programs offer compared to other programs that would, say, outsource skills?
We're looking at so many different aspects of how this program can benefit communities, not only from the health and awareness side, but having training delivered in their community means that they can come 4 mornings a week and still attend to their family commitments and obligations. We're actually paying them while they're training. So that's something that's a really big incentive because it's 120 hours. The employment, the training are all very highly regarded by the community. And I think as a model of training and employment, this is going to be a very successful project. We're working with communities to be guided by them as to how do we fit this in with the cultural protocols that communities expect us to work to.
Where do you see the future of Indigenous ear health, or more personally, where would you like to see it?
Well, definitely I'd like to see it in Aboriginal hands. When we've done the research and measured everything from the employment aspect to the knowledge to the ears, when we kind of work out what works and what doesn't work through this research, we'll be able to say, well, we can upscale this. So the rest of Australia should be able to benefit from knowing that they can have community people come into their service to facilitate that connection between family and service a lot better in a formal sense, properly recognised by creating the jobs that suit people on country.
Kelsey Menzies there talking to Professor Amanda Leach from the Menzies School of Health Research.